This recording is from the British Council. The big 4-0, Charles.
Oh, it's your 40th.
Are you planning a party?
Nah, I never celebrate birthdays. I don't see why this one should be any different.
Why not?
Well, first, you know me, I can't be bothered with the hassle. It's my birthday, but I'm supposed to do all the hard work. Contacting people, finding a venue, organising food, worrying who will show up. No thanks.
Ah, someone's angling for a surprise party, eh, Dora?
Marco, stop. Even worse, having to pretend to be delighted 50 people just sprang up in your living room when you thought you were coming home to put your feet up, probably having a heart attack at the shock.
Note to self, never to organise you a surprise party. Okay, then.
You've got to do something, though, Charles. It's your 40th.
Why? What's so great about getting old?
Still being here to have your birthday?
Yeah, aging is better than the alternative, as they say.
Yeah, and it's true, so why not celebrate?
You guys can have parties for your 40ths if you like. I just don't go in for that kind of self-indulgent attention-seeking.
Wow, that's a bit harsh. I had a huge bash for my 30th, and you came, and enjoyed yourself, if I recall. Are you trying to say I was just doing it for attention?
Not exactly, but, well, at least a small part of you must have been.
Remind me not to invite you to my 40th then, so you won't have to put up with my huge ego while I feed you and provide free drinks all night, because I thought we were friends.
I mean, not all attention-seeking is bad, it's just not my style is all.
Whereas it is mine?
Anyway...
I didn't say that!
Yes, you did. You said celebrating birthdays is self-indulgent and...
Guys, who knew birthdays was such a touchy subject? Speaking of which, I have to sort out my 9-year-old's party the weekend after next.
Now, that's a party I'd love to organise.
Really? It's a nightmare. It's not like when we were kids. Now you have to take them all rock climbing or hire a makeup artist to come and teach them how to look like a zombie or a film star. And there'd be trouble if someone else in school had the same kind of party and your kid gets accused of copying. That fear you said about no one turning up. It's a million times worse when you're scared your kid is going to have no one turn up.
Is there that much pressure?
Yeah, it's crazy. Last year, I got it right with a cinema trip. Simple, but always a winner. But we can't do the same thing again, apparently. It says it in my official laws for 9-year-old's book.
I've got so many fond memories of birthday parties as a kid. Party food and games and watching cartoons until your parents arrived.
Trust me, your parents were stressing out.
At the risk of restarting the argument, when do you think you stopped enjoying birthdays then?
I don't know, really. Somewhere around moving away from home and getting a job and being a grown-up. I don't mean birthdays are immature. I mean it takes a while to make new friends, and so birthdays just become more low-key, and it's drinks with a couple of friends or dinner or something. And I just got out of the habit, I guess. Maybe I just need to have a kid-style party like we used to have. Play musical chairs and eat pineapple and cheese on sticks and all that.
Very retro. I bet people would love that.
Yeah, they would. Well, I would anyway. And maybe it'll catch on with my kids and it'll start a new party trend.
You've got me thinking. It's not a terrible idea. Maybe I will have a party this year.
This recording is from the British Council. To find more activities to practice your English, visit www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglish.